local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And you're listening live. I think Brent Musburger used to say something like that. Like, you're watching live or you're looking live. That's what he used to say. I claim to be a sports fan. I should know better. Anyway, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. And we are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, that's what some people say about us.
Yeah. We claim to be dependable. And it seems like the masses agree. But, you know, if you don't, I guess, I don't know, file a complaint with HR.
I don't know about you, but I had a good day today. Boy, the weather's just super. I mean, No complaints of mine. The humidity's dropped out there, and what a great day to go outside and enjoy Northwest Florida.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, yeah, as you said, the humidity's dropped. It's not perfect. It's not going to feel perfect to us until we get in, like, late December or so. But right now, yeah, slowly but surely, we talked about it yesterday, there does appear to be some sort of improvement, which is excellent. All right, let's see here. Getting into our top three stories. It was all about this yesterday. It's going to be all about this today. The DNC, and of course, locally, we do have our election coverage, and we'll get into the election coverage. We have multiple interviews coming in throughout the show tonight, and then from 7 to 9, we're going to be giving you up-to-date results and updates regarding the elections in this area. So, of course, a lot of thorough journalism done, I would say. Yeah, to put it lightly.
That's stretchy a little bit there.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, if we can't have confidence in it, we can't expect the people to. I'll say we should do a decent job.
What was Austin Powers? Oh, behave. Yeah, well, just behave.
Well, yeah, we'll play it coy. We should do all right.
For a good time tonight, I got to tell you. It's going to be very. I talked to Robert Bender earlier today, and Bender's coming up about 5:20 this afternoon.
All right.
He'll be live with us, and we're going to set it up in terms of how the election went today. Any problems in the polling areas? And what did he see in terms of the flow of the voting? Was it a big turnout? Was it a light turnout? You know, it has been pretty light for early voting. So we're going to see, and we're going to hear Robert today, 5:20. He was in a good mood this morning when I met with him.
Maybe, that's the thing. Maybe he knew he was in for a lot of votes,
too. Maybe it's just because this thing's about over. He can get some sleep or something.
No, yeah, I can't imagine.
Listen, Sonia Daniels, who is his right arm, she's been with Stafford and all at the elections office down there for 100 years. They're all top-notch people, and they're ready to go tonight.
Right.
But I will tell you this. At 6 o'clock, you don't get near that building. It locks down.
Yeah.
You don't get near it. Absolutely. Right to format with those guys. Good stuff. Good people down there. So Bender's going to be in at 5:20 today.
All right. Yeah, and that's the thing, as we said earlier, that's just one of multiple interviews that we're going to have basically from 4 until 9 when our election coverage ends.
Let me just tell you the beauty of having this. You know, you say, well, why are you covering the election numbers and all on radio and stuff like this? Because it's mobile, man. With this weather out there, people are not sitting inside watching television.
Right.
They're driving around, maybe in the park, on the beach, in the boat, or whatever. Got it on 92.3. We've got it for you here. Absolutely the area's best coverage. And we will have it. I should really add a caveat to that one. Area's best timely coverage.
There you go.
We're going to have these numbers for you as soon as the ink dries.
Absolutely.
We're ready to go. Yeah. Good night tonight. Good night. It's, you know, it's the You Decide election campaign.
Yes. And that's what you were promoting right when we started touching it yesterday. Yeah. You decide, and hopefully we've decided. I don't know about you, Chris. I decided this morning quite early. Got my I voted sticker, rather, on the back of my phone here. I'm feeling like quite a patriot exercising my civic duty.
Yeah, I was in Tiger Point, and there was no lines.
Really?
It was about 10:45.
There wasn't a line for us either, but it was pretty early, though. I just chalked
it up
to that.
But I do enjoy talking to the campaign poll workers.
Oh, yeah.
they're nice people.
Oh, for sure.
And you still have time to doggone it, go out and vote.
Yep.
7 o'clock, polls are open until that time.
Yes, if you hear us starting to sign off and say, hey, we're about to give our election coverage, you're probably too late.
Hey, let me tell you, in just a few seconds from right now, we're going to be tapping into a very interesting young lady, Ashley Hofberger. She's running for office, and we're going to be talking to her about 4:20, about 5 minutes right now.
Yeah, we're gonna give a traffic and weather update, and then we're gonna take a quick break a bit earlier than expected, and then hopefully when we get back, we'll have more than enough time. I know with Bobby Rossi yesterday, we tried to do an interview at around 5:20 or so, and kind of cut it a bit closer than we would like. But yeah, so we'll get right into our traffic and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not a ton going on. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Those two roads are looking very rough at this time. This is going to be Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. That intersection giving us some issues. Outside of that, it's just going to be a bit more of the same. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming from Hurlburt Field, heading in the direction of Winhaven Beach. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's decent skies out there, partly cloudy here and there, nothing too crazy. 91 degrees with a low of 74, mostly clear skies tonight.
All right, you're talking about roads, and you mentioned one road that I really want to touch on this afternoon, Avalon Boulevard. That's going to be your alternate route this afternoon if you're coming off the 10 freeway south, heading into Gulf Breeze through the Garson Point Bridge area. Big fire over there.
Yes.
And we really want you to understand, do not try to maneuver areas around Mary Kitchens Road on Garson Point. I'm going to go over a whole list of they're under evacuation orders right now.
Right.
I saw it at 1:20 today. That's when they started. I was coming across the Garson Bridge at 1:20, and I saw all the emergency equipment coming into that area. They started blocking off the roads at that point. Garson Point Road,
right.
That's the primary road to stay away from. Just don't even think about it. They've got it blocked from the 10 freeway all the way from Avalon Boulevard on that intersection there. So, got a serious problem. We're all over it. We're all over this thing. So just keep it on 92.3, and we'll let you know what's going on for you residents in the Garson Point area this afternoon.
Absolutely. 4:17 here. We'll take our first quick break. When we return, we have Ashley Hoffberger on the line, and we'll see what's going on with some of this early election coverage here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:22 here. We've got Ashley Hofberger here with us. This is going to be her, she's going to be our first interview.
Absolutely. First for the best. Here we go.
Absolutely. Ashley, how are you, madam?
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Ashley.
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing pretty darn good. I got to tell you, who in the world put up all your yard signs all over town? You're everywhere.
Thank you. Well, you asked for help and you asked for both, and people, you know, believe in what I'm doing, and they've made it happen, and I appreciate that so much.
Okay, this is your first trip into the political arena, isn't it?
It is, yes, sir.
So how has the experience been for you? I know you and I spoke, I guess it was back in June or something like that. I just kind of want to get an update on how this process has gone down for you in your experience in doing this district four campaign.
District four, yeah. So I would say not much has changed as far as my feelings on how the campaign is. I mean, it's been fun and it's been exciting and it's been ups and downs. It's like a roller coaster, right? And you never know what's coming around the corner. But coming from small business, I'm used to that. And there's ups and there's downs and there's amazing days. And then there's like, oh my gosh, am I going to get over this? And of course you will. So it's just been really incredible and just awesome to learn so much more about our community and meet going door to door. You never know who's going to open that door. Absolutely. And just meeting the people on the other side of that and finding out what's important to them. It's just been an incredible experience.
Absolutely. 4:23, this is News Radio 92.3. We're speaking to Ashley Hofberger, candidate for the Escambia County Commission District 4 seat. How are you feeling about tonight, Ashley?
I'm feeling good. I just want to remind everyone to get out and vote.
Yeah.
If you're getting off work and you're driving home, pull into that precinct and vote. Make your voice heard. It's something like 73% of registered Republicans don't vote in the primaries, and we've got to change that. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling positive, but it is not over yet. We still have a few more hours, and every vote matters.
Boy, I got to tell you, for one, you're a successful businesswoman, UWF grad. Why in the world? This is what kind of hits me a lot of times. Why does someone want to get into politics?
Thank you for asking. And honestly, it's a lot like the small businesses that we've owned. You know, we see a need in the community and we're like, hey, I could make a difference. I could fix that. I could be the reason other people don't have that experience. And for me, it was calling 911 and not being able to get an ETA on when an ambulance was going to respond to my little girl who was having a seizure. And I took a step back and I thought, I could make a difference. I could make this a priority. And when I started digging into it, it's because we're so short-staffed with EMS, and you know, they've had so much turnover over the last 2 years. And having an HR background, I really thought my skill set would be such an asset to not only that department, but our community as a whole. So it was one of those, hey, you can make a difference here, you need to do it. And that's what I did.
Hey, Ashley, was it hard putting together that volunteer team on your side?
Oh my gosh, it's been, I wouldn't say it's been hard. It's been difficult, right? Because it is volunteers. Right. And it's hot. It's so hot. And there's been heat advisories. But I do have an amazing group of volunteers. Michelle Salzman has been awesome. And she's been helping me head that up and just really showing me the ropes on that. And I'm so thankful for just her investment in the community and her sharing those resources. And without her, we wouldn't have the volunteers that we do have. So just shout out to Michelle for that. And you know, when I look at it from her standpoint, she's continuously making an impact for our community. She's already elected, right? Like, she's not even running this race.
She's in there.
You know, it's just been huge having her help.
Hey, another big person here in town that's on your side, like big cheerleader for you. I found this out. I was talking to her today. By the way, she'll be coming up during our 7 to 9 hour. Vicki Campbell, who's on the ECUA District number one. Vicky's all over you. Let me tell you, Ashley. I love Ashley.
I love me some Vicky. So I've known Vicki for probably 10 years, and when I called her, I said, hey, it's Ashley Hofberger, and she said, you, I know you, and I said, well, that was a marriage and a divorce ago, and, you know, it used to be Carpenter, and we were in NAOP together, and we, you know, served on a couple committees together. She said, oh, my goodness, yes, and, you know, she's running a race in her district for ECUA, and it's just been awesome to reconnect with her, and now we have something in common, right? We're both candidates, we're both working going door to door, and it's just been neat to see the partnerships that can build out of that.
One thing that she said to me that really spoke volumes, and that was, the reason that we run is because we want to make the community the best.
Yes.
I think that's pretty strong on her part, and I think it kind of sums up the whole umbrella effect here.
Yes, I would agree with that. And, you know, I said something to my husband the other night, and I was like, I was talking about a different race with a different person. I was like, it's like they have no passion. They shouldn't be in politics if you don't have passion. And he just looked at me. I said, that should have been my tagline. No politics if you don't have passion behind it. And so I think it's important that you're passionate about making a difference in your community and serving those people.
All right. We're talking to Ashley Hofberger, who is a candidate for Escambia County Commission District 4. Polls close at 7. You have time to get out there and vote this afternoon. We were talking earlier. The lines have been relatively light today. Do you think that plays in favor of candidates kind of getting to get back into office or the new candidates? Who does that play favor for, Ashley?
You know, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's been light. It's been steady, right? So we haven't seen huge rushes of people, right. But it's been a steady flow of people. And I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and we think it might be because so many people work from home, and so their schedule's more at their leisure now, whereas before you had to come in the morning before work or at lunchtime or when you get off from work. So I think we just have people with more flexible schedules now, so we're seeing a more steady flow of those.
You know, you said a kind of an alarming figure here earlier when we first started this conversation. Did you say 78% of Republicans do not vote?
73% of registered, and that's based upon District 4 historical voting in the last primary. So, yeah, and a lot of people don't vote in the primaries. You know, they wait to the general election, and then they just vote party lines. And the primaries is really when you get to pick your candidate and study your candidate and find out what policies you want to put forth and what priorities you want to set for your community. And sadly, most people don't vote in the primaries. And again, that was based off historical data from District 4. Only other districts are going to be different.
Absolutely. Ashley, it's been a real doggone nice experience working with you and getting to know you a little bit. Best of luck to you tonight. We'll check in a little bit after 8 o'clock or so and see how you're doing, okay?
Wonderful. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day, and don't forget to get out and vote.
You got it. Ashley Hofberger, candidate for Escambia County Commission District 4 seat, spending some time with us this afternoon. So she's a real nice lady. And I tell you, I see her signs everywhere around this town.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, she seemed awesome. I will say, in the midst of all this election madness, because obviously it is going to be brutal these next several hours, we're going to be pelting you with information, and hopefully you appreciate that. But also, we've got some DNC stuff lingering around as well. I'm going to get in touch with Bobby Rossi in just a moment.
All right.
See if we can get an update from him. I have not heard from him at all today, so I'm going to be just as stunned as you are. But before we take our Fox News break here, I will get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. Looking at the map here, just a few of the usual spots. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street and Brent Lane towards Palafox, still got some issues there. Same with 9 Mile Road traveling westbound now, passing Kimstrand Road and traveling towards Palafox Street. All those areas are messed up. Same with Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and westbound traveling over Blackwater River. And as for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74.
Just want to pass on, and coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to have that evacuation area for you, Santa Rosa County.
News on Tom Graham, former President Barack Obama, the headline speaker of the second night of the Democratic National Convention as the party rallies behind Vice President Kamala Harris as their presidential nominee. Fox's Madison Allworth is in Chicago.
Both Michelle Obama and former President Barack Obama giving speeches. You can expect the Obamas to talk about their long history with Harris, hoping to use their popularity as a way to help propel her forward.
VP Harris holding a campaign rally in Battleground, Wisconsin this evening. Former President Donald Trump also on the campaign trail and once again pledging to crack down on illegal immigration.
We're going to end that on day one. We're going to close our border. We're going to get all of the bad ones out. And we're going to get them out fast.
Well, speaking today in Howell in the swing state of Michigan, America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were lower as investors await Friday's meeting with the Federal Reserve, the Dow falling 61 points, the S&P 500 down 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 59. Shares of Paramount Global fell today after a report emerged that the media executive Edgar Bronfman is submitting a $4.3 billion offer for National Amusements. The move is on an alleged attempt to nix a previous agreement to merge with David Ellison Skydance Media. Alaska Airlines says their plan to acquire Hawaiian Airlines is advancing past the U.S. Justice Department 8 months after the two carriers announced a $1.9 billion agreement to combine. If cleared, the deal would be the biggest U.S. airline merger since 2016. U.S. oil futures for September crude continue to fall days in a row, down 0.7% to under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. The Raiders have named Gardner Minshew their starting quarterback. Wherever Minshew goes, he's a fan favorite, but clearly he's not a long-term option at the QB position. So keep an eye on the Raiders trying to sign Dak Prescott, trade for Kirk Cousins, or draft either Carson Beck or Shador Sanders after this lone season of Gardner starting for the silver and black. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, Dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Just in time for the summer season, Peakmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed. At least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates are available. You can find out more about that at whitesandselectric.com.
Those are important people, especially this time of year with hurricanes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, check those people out.
Looking at the roads here, it's a bit more of what we've already been touching on. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still very heavily backed up. That's going to push you back onto I-110 north. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Palafox as well, still got some issues lingering around there. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach closer to Tiger Point. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane.
I tell you, there's a real, what can I say, it's a mess over in Santa Rosa County, especially.
A real heel.
Yeah, there you go. Garcon Point area, avoid if you don't live in that area. Let me explain exactly what's happening this afternoon. Residents in Garcon Point have a real problem this afternoon with evacuation orders in place. Multiple.
Oh, those
roads
have been lifted, as WEAR said at the top of the hour. So that's some good news for us.
This is great. This must have just been, what is, okay, let me kind of set it up here and explain what we're talking about. Wildfire over on Mary Kitchens Road broke out about 1:20 this afternoon. Well, so they've lifted the evacuation order. That eliminates me from having to go through 30 streets here. So that's a good thing there. You're exactly right. What happened was Mary Kitchens Road, it was in the 6400 block. That road was closed between Avalon and Garcon Point Road. Garcon Point Road is closed just north and south of Mary Kitchens Road. Do you know if the main road is closed?
I am not sure. I didn't have it unmuted. We've got our TVs down in here because, you know, we don't want our mics picking it
up. Right.
But their headline did say that they did lift the evac order and that local firefighters were monitoring the scene.
Yeah, it was a 12-acre blaze is what happened.
Oh, it was rough. Yeah.
Garson. Could have been really a rough issue there if that thing would have. Obviously, first responders took care of that thing in time.
Yes, thank goodness.
We'll follow up on it.
Oh, for sure.
We'll go back in here and find out exactly what's going on for you. So, yeah, that eliminates 30 streets right there. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, that eliminates us droning on about roads that aren't even closed.
Exactly right. Oh, by the way, you could have let me get down to 29 and say, oh, by the way.
Yeah, but
that order's been lifted.
I'm not.
But
I'm
you're
not
a nice
cruel.
Guy.
Yeah,
you're a nice guy. There's the difference right there.
As for the weather, it's 91 degrees in Pensacola.
Yeah, I don't care what they say about you outside. I like it.
Yeah. Steve's over in the newsroom. Forget what he says. No,
that's
I'm just
right,
kidding.
Exactly.
Alrighty, 91 degrees in Pensacola, pretty, you know, fair weather, clear skies. Humidity's dropped some, and we're feeling it out there. Tonight's low is going to be 74 with mostly clear skies as well. And tomorrow's going to be pretty similar, high of 93, low of 75, mostly clear skies. Alrighty, so we've got a lot of interviews prepped up, and that's just for the local election. But Bobby Rossi insisted that we remind you he's still here. Yes. And he's.
We love.
I reached out to him. He said he's good to go. Bobby, what's the scene at the DNC right now?
Day two of the RNC, and we are getting ready for a big day today. Here's the thing. When we were at the RNC, just comparing it, you know, apples to apples, the first day there was very few people who were in attendance. The second day, there was more people in attendance. Third day, even more, almost full, but not quite full. Finally, the last day when Trump was speaking, full packed house. Yesterday, first day of DNC, packed house. I mean, just jam-packed house, hardly a seat available in the whole place. Of course, it's a sitting president who is addressing the crowd. Tonight, Michelle Obama followed by Barack Obama. We're expecting another full house tonight. And then tomorrow, it's rumored that Bill Clinton will be speaking tomorrow night, so we might have full packed house every single night this week. So looking forward to seeing Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and particularly seeing what kind of reception that they get tonight. For News Radio, I'm Bobby Rossi.
Well, thank you for the hesitation, Bobby. But no, in all seriousness, thank you very much, sir. Yeah, we're going to be keeping up with him throughout this evening, of course, just like, you know, for the rest of the DNC as well. And yeah, I mean, I don't the Obamas on night two. Well, yeah, I don't doubt for a moment it's going to be pretty packed out there. I mean, that's going to be insane.
Did you see any of it last night?
I know that Biden spoke pretty late and it was enough to get people to leave before he was even done.
11:30.
Yes. And they are going to start their whole festivities tonight sooner because of that.
They got some heavy hitters tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And that's just what Bobby was talking about. So, I mean, they're hitting heavy day two. So, yeah, I mean, especially with just how hectic he said it was when he first got into United Center yesterday. And now with all the people that are probably going to be there tonight, I can't imagine it's going to get any better for Bobby and Andrew over in Chicago.
Well, let me repeat what I said yesterday, if you don't mind. I'm glad Bobby's up there.
I am
really glad Bobby's in Chicago today. Key election results, of course, 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to be here covering it all for you, 7 to 9. It is our You Decide election coverage night. We kick it at 7. Got a lot of big names coming in to talk to us after the 7 o'clock hour. Well, actually, before the 7 o'clock, during about 5:20 this afternoon.
Yes.
We're going to have Robert Bender in.
Right.
Election supervisor of Escambia County. I spoke to him earlier today, and he graciously said, got to do it before 6.
Yeah.
Doors close at 6.
Well, and that's the thing. Not only is it hectic, but, I mean, I'm sure he is one of many that's eager to put this behind him. I mean,
listen, I've known Robert for too many years to talk about.
Right.
And, man, he's the most fairest guy I've ever had to work with. So if he can squeeze us in, man, thank you, Robert Bender.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I mean, absolutely.
Because I know how hard. I know with David Stafford, man, he was real stickler on that. He would not like it. The glass doors closed and that was it. Forget it.
Just, yeah.
You know, so tonight, 5:20. Afternoon, 5:20.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it.
And that's the thing. We made pretty good time with Ashley Hoffberger. Hopefully we have the same fortune next hour when it comes to having Robert on.
Hey, I even have a Democrat coming on at 7:35 tonight. Ron Helms.
Ron Helms, all right.
District 4, I wanted to make sure. I invited all the candidates of District 4, by the way, to join us there. And so we had Ashley Hoffberger on and Ron Helms. They're District 4 people. So, yes. But he doesn't worry about tonight because his election is November.
Right.
Whoever wins the Republican side tonight. So, but Ron graciously agreed to come on tonight, 7:35, and we'll talk to Mr. Helms. He's a nice guy. I was hosting the WRL, the Women for Responsible Legislation Forum. I think it was in July or something like that. Got a chance to meet him. Very interesting man. Former Navy vet, you know. But boy, he has some great creative ideas. Let me just say that. We're going to talk about it, 7:35 tonight. He'll kind of give us... Also, Vicki Campbell.
Yes.
Smart lady. She's doing the ECUA District 1 run. She'll join us during the 7 o'clock hour. Matt Gaetz. Representative Gaetz is... we're floating him. That's a technical term for broadcasting here. We're going to float him because he's going left and right.
Right.
But Jacob Bliss, his campaign... not just his campaign, but his... coordinator, communications coordinator, he tells me we're going to grab him, we'll slide him in. So we don't know when.
Yeah, you got to stay tuned.
But Matt is on the table.
Absolutely. And you know what? I appreciate that build-up, Chris, because you got me sitting on the edge of my seat over here, and I'm not even sitting. That's quite impressive. I'm standing at the mic here. 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, why don't you call the Best of the Bay winner? That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, man, we've got some increasing backups on 9 Mile. We've got a wave of it if you're traveling westbound towards University Parkway, but then as you continue westbound towards Palafox Street, it actually gets pretty rough there. And that's just one of many that if you're traveling towards Palafox, we're going to have some problems. Brent Lane traveling westbound is looking pretty rough at this time if you're approaching the Palafox Street area. And then I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, you're going to be backed up onto I-110 North. So those several roads in Pensacola are miserable. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, just passing Windhaven Beach, heading in the direction of Highway 87. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather here, it's what we've been saying already. 91 degrees with a low of 74 tonight. And one of the first things you said this afternoon, Chris, was that the humidity's kind of dropped and it's feeling visibly nicer out there.
Oh, it really is. Bears attacked my garbage cans last night. I live in an area where the bears love my garbage for some reason. But they got both cans last night. Wow. I had trash strung everywhere. You know, so I'm going to take the cans in the garage tonight. The bears got me tagged. I mean, they totally understand. I mean, this guy's got food in the garbage, man.
Right.
So the bears hit me again last night. Hey, don't mistake those election signs for sale signs. Yeah, where am I going with this? You're saying, where are you going with this one? Well, we're going to talk about if you're a home buyer or a home seller. I always like to give you the mortgage rates, you know, so you can maneuver the business day tomorrow. If you're thinking about making that investment, let me give you the numbers. They just posted here. Freddie Mac reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining below 7%. The average 30-year rate, 6.49%. That 15-year rate, around 6%. So, good luck if you're out there selling or buying a home today.
For sure. Also, just getting back to the DNC here, it's amidst the DNC. We got a rumor. We love rumors. We're high school gossip girls at News Radio 92.3. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending herself over a speculated rift with President Biden. Uh-oh. At the DNC yesterday, Pelosi had strong praise for the president and told CNN that she did what was necessary. Critics have suggested that she played a crucial role in Biden dropping out of the race. However, Pelosi said, quote, "I had to do what I had to do. He made the decision for the country," unquote. She added that her concern was about the campaign and that she only wanted the Democratic Party to win in November. I think that was very much valid concern.
Listen, you nailed that right on. That's exactly what she said. And right. I was going to say to you, this is, you know, but you said it, man. You took care of that one really well. Boy, they just got a whole mess of problems in terms of that leadership issue in the DNC or the Democratic Party. Not negative here. This is not a negative statement.
It's an observation.
They've just got problems.
Right.
And maybe they can work those things out before November.
Right. And look, I understand if you are someone who is a big fan of Biden, I get it. You know, you wish he was staying in. The problem is, if you really are looking for the best interest of the Democratic Party, and you think Biden should have stayed in over someone such as Kamala, you did not watch that debate with Trump. Mm-hmm. I watched. I was here. I was covering it. We were broadcasting it live, and I was watching it on that TV, and I saw Biden, and I knew he's not going to win. If you are a Democrat and you want Trump to stay out of office, you got to have Kamala.
Changes must be made.
Right, absolutely.
But I'm not the person to make that decision.
Oh, no.
But I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get what you're saying. But you know what? That specific event you're talking about, it was brewing way before then.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, the telltale signs were in place.
Right.
It just happened to erupt at that point. The pressure that guy is under.
I know.
I mean, I felt sorry. I felt really sorry for him.
Because I think most people did, yeah.
They just stuck him out there, and he has a medical problem, for goodness sakes.
Right.
You know, you got to respect that.
And people are saying, oh, well, it's just aging. My point exactly. Like, he's aging not as well as some others his age.
I want somebody sharp as a tack in there that's going to make decisions on whether to push the button or not.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, good luck to both the Democrats and the Republicans. Coming up November 5th, they're going to be going at it. But tonight, we'll have election numbers for you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You were talking about you decide. That's what we're talking about. It's your choice.
You decide election coverage tonight. And you will be doing yourself a disservice if you're sitting there watching the 5 o'clock news at home in the lazy boy. Get your butt up and go vote.
Yes, absolutely.
What you need to do, go vote.
Polls open until 7.
That's right. So, and we'll have the numbers after 7, enough to say probably during the first hour we'll have it wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
Between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then we'll do damage control between 8 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll just we'll have our lovely banter to keep you occupied.
Yeah.
4:51, we'll take one last quick break for this hour when we return. We'll talk a bit more about this DNC and election stuff going on. We may have another update from Bobby. I got an email from him saying for later, so fingers crossed, that means an audio clip to play for later. We'll see. But until then, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I'm going to make an executive decision.
Ooh.
We're going to get into this last traffic and weather update a minute early because we do have another audio clip from Bobby. Just wanted to make sure that was good to go for you.
Good for us.
Yeah, absolutely. His voice is silky smooth, Chris. Anyway, if you're traveling westbound on I-10 approaching Palafox Street, we're still gonna have some backups pushing you back onto I-110 North. Also, 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well, looking quite rough at this time. And even Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox is gonna have you backed up towards I-110 there. Let's see. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that's looking pretty rough, as it typically does this hour. Same could be said for Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. The worst part is, these are just the spots in Pensacola. We also have Gulf Breeze Parkway giving you trouble if you're traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach, approaching Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87. We actually have an accident report in that area that could be adding to the congestion there. Then it's going to be Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 91 degrees with a low of 74 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, it's pretty similar on the itinerary, high of 93 and a low of 75 in the evening. All righty.
Want to be the bearer of good news?
Sure.
Well, go ahead and tell them the lift, the
we
lifted in Santa Rosa County.
I was about to say, don't you need to tell me the good news first?
Well, you just told me about it.
Yes, at the top of the hour, we learned that from WEAR that the evac orders had been lifted near Garson Point Road. We had multiple road closures because of a brush fire that you said it reached about 12 acres, right?
12 acres, right.
Yes. Luckily, it has seemingly been contained. Local first responders and firefighters are monitoring
the
area.
Nice job, guys.
Yes, absolutely. All righty, let's see. Bobby, he was talking about deep dish yesterday, and he leads us in with that. But Bobby, what else culinary-wise is going on at the DNC this week?
Yesterday, it was deep dish pizza for Andrew and I. Today, it is Italian beef. We went to Mr. Beef, where if you've been watching the FX series The Bear, it's based on this location. So we went and checked that out, and I got to say, it knocked an Italian beef sandwich out of the park. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, back to the convention. So today, we didn't go by the protest area. Here's the thing. We were actually discussing this, and it's kind of unfair for the protesters. They're 5 or 6 blocks away from the convention. And unless you go out of your way to go check them out, you're not going to accidentally run into them. You're not going to accidentally see their protests. So they're there to protest and to bring awareness to their campaign issues or whatever it might be to the people attending the DNC. But unless you go to them, you're not going to see them. And so I don't know if, I mean, for some people it might seem unfair. Other people might be like, good, you know, but whatever you may think of that type of scenario, that's what's going on. So we decided to not go out of our way today to go check out the protesters, as instead we are getting ready for J.B. Pritzker to speak and Doug Emhoff. And as I mentioned before, the Obamas are both going to be speaking tonight. You're also going to have the grandson of JFK, the grandson of President Carter is going to be there as well. So we're looking forward to another full night of speakers.
All righty. Thank you very much, Bobby. Yeah. As he said, you don't have to go out of your way to, or you're going to have to go out of your way with the purpose of seeing protesters to actually witness them. And as he said, it would probably be for the best if you don't go and see what they're protesting about.
If I said to you 77, number yes. 77,
yes,
what would you say?
I would assume.
Here's the number. Karnak says, remember the Carson, you know, GM, but Johnny Carson used to do this big with Karnak.
Yeah, I know. Karnak says, I know Johnny Carson. I don't know the references.
Karnak says, 77. What do you think if I said that?
Man, I don't know.
77 days until the 24 general election.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't counting.
That's what's happening, man. But we have the numbers tonight, live and local. It is You Decide election coverage, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, thank you for reminding me, because that's the thing. I was like, now the number 77 did sound familiar, but I was like, what in the world would that be? But yeah, not in a million years, even with us promoting the election results all hour and all the next 2 hours and covering the results in the 2 hours after that,
right.
I would not have guessed that is what you were referring to.
Well, I wouldn't either. I'm going to be very transparent with you. I was looking on scambiavotes.gov and it popped up on me.
That's why it popped in my head, because I was on that website as well, of course.
Yes.
And yeah, it said the exact same
77
thing.
77 days until the 2024 general election.
Yes, alrighty. Okay, now I get it.
I'm going to expose myself.
I will say, lastly here very quickly, Bobby was mentioning the Kennedy family. RFK Jr.'s running mate says their campaign now has two choices. In an interview on the Impact Theory with Tom Bilyeu, podcast. Nicole Shanahan said it's either drop out and support former President Trump or remain in the race and risk a victory by Vice President Harris. The admission comes as the Kennedy-Shanahan ticket continues to decline in the polls. Shanahan said they would have to explain to their supporters why they're supporting Trump if they decide to walk away from possibly creating a viable third party. She also noted the campaign has to ask if they trust Trump and his personal sincerity to really do the right thing for our country.
They've been crickets. That's been a real fault for them. They just have not taken advantage of the media in front of them.
Yeah.
And they just have been too doggone quiet. At this point. So, anyway, good luck, RFK Jr.
Oh, yeah.
You're out there, man.
You're going to need it, man.
good luck on that one.